Good morning here on the Mighty 690. I'm Matt Jordan. Joining me in studio is Amy Taylor from CRMC. And I know we've got a lot of stuff coming up for you guys. But how was your 4th of July weekend?
It was great. Thank you, Matt.
It's great. Great to hear. I know it's like kind of the kickoff of summer, you know, with all the events. And then, of course, we got a big event coming up Saturday as well. And before we get to that summer celebration, you guys have your own event coming up this week on Thursday.
Yes, we do. So the new CRMC Medical Group Clinic opened last October. And then following that, our Community RX Pharmacy opened a couple of months ago. So now that we have everything up and running, we wanted to invite everyone to join us for an open house. And that event is going to take place this Thursday at the clinic at 1411 West 4th Street. And the building is located just south of CRMC. You probably all have seen it there. And there is parking on the west side of the street, or on the west side of the building, and the entrance is on the north side. So we will hold an appreciation ceremony at 4 o'clock. And that's just to thank all of our donors. There were over 300 foundations, businesses, individuals who all contributed to the project. And the construction of the clinic would just not have been possible without their generosity. So we're just very grateful. Following the ceremony, staff will offer guided tours of the clinic. You will be able to see business and industry health, primary care, women's health, and the new Community RX Pharmacy. So the Community RX Pharmacy is a new service for CRMC. It is a full-service pharmacy that offers that serves CRMC employees and patients as well as the general public. So anyone can go and get their prescriptions filled at Community RX, and our experienced staff just makes it super easy to transfer those prescriptions. The pharmacy is open from 9 to 6:30 every day, Monday through Friday, and there is a drive-thru window on the south side of the building for your convenience. So we're looking forward to the event, and we really want to encourage people to take a look at all of the photography that's on the walls. We ask area photographers to submit photos to be considered for display in the new facility, and over 20 photos were selected. So we would like to thank all of the photographers who shared their talent and made our space even more beautiful.
Well, if the inside looks anything like the outside, you know it looks really good in there. I used to live on 4th Street,
sure.
And so I watched the whole construction process, watching the building go up. And I feel like the event is a great opportunity. If you haven't been to the clinic, just getting in the door and breaking that ice, maybe for you to try to you use it regularly because maybe you're nervous about going in for the first time or whatever. Yeah. Well, go get a tour and get comfortable with it, and then you can come back when you need it.
Yeah, it is. It's a very nice facility. Easy access for people who might have disabilities. I know that was one of the problems our old clinic had. It was just hard to get inside and get to their providers. So all that has changed, and it's all new and modern and very convenient.
And the hours of the pharmacy, great as well, because people get off work and can just swing by before they get home for the day.
That is right.
All right. Well, in addition to that event coming up, another important thing that people on people's minds is the vote for the absent sales tax coming up in, I believe, August.
Yes, that it's a big concern for all of us in our community, and we need to be aware that it is happening and what's going to be on that ballot. So in addition to all of the local primary races, the voters will consider the renewal of the half-cent Coffeyville sales tax. And that half-cent Coffeyville sales tax was first approved by voters 10 years ago to support the emergency department as well as the ambulance service provided by CRMC. So despite the tax providing about $1 million annually to support these services, every year the proceeds from that tax fall short of covering the entire budget for CRMC, ER, and EMS services. So CRMC is already covering that deficit every year. So the sales tax question that voters will see on the August 4th ballot is different. If the proposition is approved, CRMC will split the proceeds with the city of Coffeyville. And the proceeds CRMC does receive can only be used to support ambulance service. The change in the distribution of the sales tax proceeds will cut the support CRMC receives in half. So it will be reduced from about $1 million every year to $500,000 every year. So while this reduction in funds will cause financial hardship for CRMC, there is a worse scenario. If the voters fail to approve the new half-cent city sales tax, CRMC will receive no funding from the city of Coffeyville through that tax. So even though CRMC's share of the renewed tax will be half what it has been getting for the last 10 years, CRMC needs the support to continue providing advanced life support services to Coffeyville and surrounding areas. So CRMC EMS responds to more than 26 calls every year, the emergencies here in our community. You never know when you might have an emergency. So if you want a well-qualified EMT or paramedic to respond in a reliable ambulance, we really need you to vote yes for that half-cent city sales tax. It's not a new tax. It's not a tax increase. It's a necessity. And CRMC needs the city sales tax to save lives. So please get out and vote on August 4th. And please say yes to renew the half-cent city sales tax.
And I think a couple of things that stick out to me about this is, one, like you said, it's not a new tax. It's not. You've seen it. You know, if you've anything you bought, you've seen it for the last 10 years. So it's not like you're just going to all of a sudden have this extra increase in your taxes. And the other thing, you know, people talk about property taxes all the time. This is a sales tax, so it hits everyone. Mm-hmm. If you buy something in Coffeyville, this is included, and that includes people coming in and out and whatever else. So I think that's two important distinctions. And then what it goes to. I mean, something that is very well needed, and communities that don't have it, you know, it's one of those things where you have it, and if you're not using it, you kind of just take it for granted. But the moment you don't have it anymore in emergency services, you would really feel it. So we definitely don't want to lose this.
Absolutely. And people need to be aware that if the budget is cut that much, the support CRMC receives, services are going to change. And it's going to be, you know, staff is going to be stretched thinner, and there may not be the high quality service that we're used to. So,
all right. And then, so definitely want people to keep that in mind. And then you got another event coming up a little later on as well.
Yes, absolutely. We've started preparing for our 32nd Bill Reed Golf Classic, and it's our largest fundraiser of the year. And all proceeds, of course, benefit the CRMC Foundation. There are some changes this year. We are going to be having the event a week later. We've moved that event to Saturday, October 3rd, and it's held at the Coffeyville Country Club. It is a four-player scramble. We offer lots of benefits. There's a free t-shirt for every player. We offer free lunch. There are prizes for the top three teams in each flight, and lots of additional contests and prizes. So we also have a silent auction. We are having, instead of a golf ball drop, we're having a 50-50 drawing this year. And I just encourage folks to register. It's now open, and we have a new site where you can register online, and you can access that site by just visiting our Facebook page, and you'll see a post there where you'll find a QR code. People can just scan that QR code, and you can do everything on that site. You can buy a sponsorship, you can register a team, you can buy tickets for the 50-50 drawing. So kind of all service in one location. And so even if you're not a golfer, you can still support the Bill Reed Golf Classic. Sponsorships are available, and the top tiers do include team registrations, and we are also accepting donations for the silent auction. So I just encourage, if people want more information about the Bill Reed Golf Classic, they can call me at 620-252-1659, or they can stop by my office on the first floor of the hospital.
And the money from this event, what is that? What's the kind of things that I guess that would be?
It supports the foundation, projects at the hospital, all different kinds of things. It supports scholarships as well. So,
The foundation does a lot. I mean, you guys, I help pay for a couple of the ambulances for EMS services, and I know you guys help raise money. You do, like you said, the scholarship. So there's a lot of stuff that impacts.
Right. We are the primary fundraiser for the hospital. So the funds that were raised for the new clinic, a lot of those were raised by the foundation. And you brought up the new ambulance, so that's something we probably ought to talk about. That ambulance that you see on the streets now, that ambulance cost about $400,000, and we have to buy a new ambulance every few years just to keep up with demand. We put a lot of miles and a lot of use on those ambulances, but the ambulance that you see on the street now was paid for by funds raised by the foundation. No tax dollars were used to purchase that ambulance. So a USDA grant, a grant from Frontier Farm Credit, and lots of local donations, people who just stepped up to support the purchase of that ambulance. So, yeah. So that's what we do at the foundation.
Yeah, if there's one thing I don't want breaking down when I'm in it, it'd be an ambulance.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's why it's so important. We'd had a lot of trouble with that. Our ambulances were getting older and lots of miles on them, constantly breaking down. And now we have a brand new ambulance to serve the community of Coffeyville and surrounding areas.
All right. Well, yeah, you got some great things coming up Thursday, and then remind people to vote in that sales tax question, and then, of course, the golf classic. Anything else hospital-related or foundation-related?
I don't believe so. Yeah. That's really it. We just need people to get out and vote, and particularly to vote yes on that half-cent sales tax question.
And, you know, you guys are always happy to answer questions, too.
Absolutely, yeah. If you do have questions, you can call even me at the hospital. Again, that number is 620-252-1659.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, and hopefully it's a great open house on Thursday. Encourage people to go check it out, see what the hospital is doing and kind of adding and innovating and making things better for Coffeyville when it comes to, you know, maybe not such a fun time for you, but, you know, at least you got the best experience possible.
We look forward to inviting everyone to that open house so they can see the facility that they helped build.
All right. Well, thank you, Amy. Enjoy your week, and enjoy the summer celebration coming up this weekend as well.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We'll have more coming up here in just a bit.